The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Daled. Today's daf is being studied Le'elu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther Mordechai ben Nor Maruch Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Imam Shlomo ben Miriam Gabriel Hai ben Shaul Hai, Gabriel ben Sarah, Yosef ben Sarah, Sarah bat Rachel, and Tinuk ben Dinah. Inna refana lahim, for the nefesh, for the guf, for the tamker balabo. Vechen yirasom ulomar, amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. And we start 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Mahzir lo et avedato. We learned in the Mishnah. A person is mudar hana'ah, is madir hana'ah from his friend. For example, the Uven says, it's asur for him to have hana'ah from Shimon. So we said in the Mishnah that Shimon is allowed to return his lost object. Mahazir lo et avedato. That was not considered giving the Uven a hana'ah. It's the way we learned the Mishnah according to the Ran. Peligi ba rabbi ami v'rav aseh. So we have a mahloket regarding this subject between Rav Amin and Rav Aseh. Had amar lo shanu ela b'shenichsem mahzir asurin al ba'al avedah. Which is the whole case that the Mishnah is talking about, that you can return the lost object, is when the nichsem mahzir, that's Shimon. So I'm always going to use those same names. Reuven is the ba'al avedah, Shimon is the mahzir avedah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where Shimon's property is asur to Reuven. When he returns him the avedah, he's returning it, which is something that really belongs to Reuven. He's returning it al da'at Reuven. That's Reuven's item. He didn't give me hana'ah. He gave me back my object. That's a considered hana'ah. However, nechseh ba'al avedah. Asurin al mahzir. However, if the neder went that Shimon is asur to have hana'ah from Reuven, which is the reverse, lo ka mehadele. So then Shimon would not be allowed to return the avedah. Why? Deka mitanele peruta de Rabbi Yosef, because he's benefiting the peruta of Rabbi Yosef. What is the peruta of Rabbi Yosef? So we have a Gemara in the sixth Perek of Baba Metziah. The Gemara over there says that a Shomer Sakhar, let's say, or Shomer Avedah, I should say. Shomer Avedah, guy's watching, let's say, an Avedah. He's watching a lost object for somebody. So the Gemara says over there, how do we look at him? Do we look at a Shomer Avedah like a Shomer Hinnam, or is he like a Shomer Sakhar? Is he watching it, is he considered he's getting paid for it, or he considered like he's watching it for free? Now there's nafka minot between his liability. That Rabbi Yosef comes along and says that he's getting paid. Who's paying him? You don't pay a guy to watch the Avedah. So explanation is, yeah. Because if an Ani would come to the Shomer Avedah, poor guy, and say, listen, I need a peruta, he'd be exempt from paying him. Why? Because he's osig b'mitzvah. And osig b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. When you're involved in a mitzvah, you're patur from a mitzvah. And therefore, the shomer avedah is benefiting a piruta. He benefits, he doesn't have to give that piruta now to the ani, because he's off the hook. So that's of Yosef's piruta. That's with the context that he said it in. Again, have a shomer avedah. He's considered as if he's getting paid to watch. Where's the payment coming from? The fact that he doesn't have to give now a perutat to tzedakah because he's all sigma mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Oh, so how are we going to apply that over here? Shimon, let's say his items are asur. He's not allowed to have hana'ah from Reuven. Shimon is not allowed to have hana'ah from Reuven. Let's say the neder went that way. That Shimon is asur to Reuven. So now we're going to say that here Shimon cannot return the lost object. Why? Because by him returning the lost object, at that moment that he's returning, he's exempt from giving a peruta to the ani. And therefore he's benefiting, he gained a peruta. So therefore that would be considered having a hana'ah. So therefore Shimon cannot return the object to Reuven because he has hana'ah from the potential peruta. Comes Gemara and says, V'had amar, and one of the rabbis say, Afilu nikse ba'al aveda asurin al-mahzir, even in the case where Shimon's items are asur, which means Shimon is asur to have hana'ah from Reuven, he could return the lost object. He said, we're not worried about the peruta of Rav Yosef because that's not so prevalent that a guy is going to go be solicited for a tzedakah while he's returning the avedah, and therefore you're going to say he's going to have a hana'ah. That's not so prevalent. So therefore you don't consider that a hana'ah. Therefore it would be mutar for him to mahzid avedah. So let's just review and crystallize the mahlokah over here. We just said a very important machloket. The Mishnah said that if Reuven was osir Shimon to him, so Shimon can still, Reuven said, I'm not going to have hana'ah from Shimon. Everybody agrees, according to this line of reasoning, Shimon can return him his lost objects. Why? That's not considered being mehaneh Reuven. Because we say he's returning him what belongs to him. That's mine. It's not anything extra you're giving me. You give me what belongs to me. Good. The machlok is between Rav Amin and Rav Aseh is in the reverse case, where Shimon is asur to have hana'ah from Reuven. So now Shimon finds a lost object. According to one shita, he cannot return it. Why? Because by returning the object, Shimon is having hana'ah from Reuven. What's the hana'ah? He's saving the piruta that he doesn't have to give to the ani, because he's involved in the mitzvah. And since he's involved in the mitzvah, he's exempt from giving tzedakah, so he's having hana'ah. According to the other shita, no, he can give it back in that case also. I would about the peruta, the Rav Yosef lo shkiyah. And that's such a prevalent situation where the guy's giving back the lost object, and the guy's going to come to ask him for money, he's going to save the peruta. Now once you have that mahloket, the Gemara's going to ask a question. Tenan, we go to the Lamud Dalet. Tenan. We learned in our Mishnah, Makom shenotnim alei asachar, tepol hana'a lehekdesh. Good. What was the case? In a place where, let's say, they take money for returning avedas, for example, it cost the guy some money to return it. He had to take off for work and things like that. So in a place where they compensate the mahazir avedah, so the Mishnah's language was, that reward or that hana'ah has to fall to hekdesh. Now let's stop here and remind ourselves how we learned that statement in the Mishnah. We learned the statement in the Mishnah was talking about Reuven is asur to have hana'ah from Shimon. That was the case. Shimon could return the object, and now let's say Shimon expended or lost as a result of it $5. So he wants his $5. Shimon tells Reuven, you know what? You don't have to pay me the $5. I'm mohel you. So we said in the Mishnah that Reuven has to take that $5 and give it to tzedakah. Why? Because otherwise, if he doesn't, he's benefiting from Shimon. He's benefiting the $5. Or said himself to have any hana'ah. So the receiving of the avedah is not considered hana'ah, because that belonged to him. But in the event where Shimon's mohel him the compensation, so the Reuven cannot just say, beautiful, I just saved myself $5. No, he's having hana'ah then. I take that $5 and give it to the tzedakah. But now that we're introducing a new angle of this case, that really there's two sides of this case. There's the case where Reuven is osir to have hana'ah from Shimon, but there's also the other side now where Shimon's asur to have hana'ah from Reuven. So now the Gemara wants to analyze this last mahluk we just learned. Does it fit in with this statement of makom shenotim alei aschat polan alegdesh? So let's read. Bishlama leman de'amar afilu b'shenichse ba'al aveda asurin al-mahzir nameh me'ader. That means, that's a long way of saying, even according to the opinion that says that when Shimon is asur to have hana'ah from Reuven, he's allowed to return the avedah because we said peruta that Rabbi Yosef is not shkiyah. According to that opinion, haynu diktani makom shenotnim alei asachar tipol hana'ah lehekdesh. Now I understand what the Mishnah meant when it said in the Sefa that if they receive Sakhar, the Sakhar goes to Hekdesh. It applies in two cases. It applies in the case where the Uven is a suta hana'ah from Shimon, like the case that Shimon doesn't keep the $5, and the Uven has to put the money in tzedakah. And it applies also where Shimon is a suta hana'ah from the Uven. In that case over there, the Uven is not going to be able to give him the compensation. Because if the Uven is going to give the compensation to Shimon, he's going to have a hana'ah from the Uven. When Shimon could return the lost object, but the Uven could not give him the $5. Because if the Uven gives him the $5, what happens? He has hana'ah. So that, if you're learning like that, Amishnah makes perfect sense. Meaning, you have two cases where you're mahzir. The two cases you're mahzir is, be it the Uven is asut to Shimon, or Shimon is asut to the Uven. Both cases are mahzir aveda. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And both cases are subject to the sefa of the Mishnah, that if it's in a place where they receive compensation, you can't accept the compensation. Both ways. Reuven will not be able to receive Shimon's gratis when Shimon tells him, listen, pass, I'm muhayil you. No, I've been Reuven's benefiting now from Shimon. Take that faraz, give to Siddakah. And the opposite also is true. If Shimon is a suta vana'ah from Reuven, well, he returns the object, but he cannot receive the compensation. So the Mishnah works out wonderfully, which means the Reshah talked about two cases where each one is madir to each other. And the Sefer is saying, yeah, in both those cases, you cannot have. There's no compensation because it's going to be a hana either to the Uven or to Shimon. However, Kabbalah says, "Ela leman de amar, kishenichse ba'al aveda asurin al mahzir lo meader." But according to the opinion that we just learned, that says no, that when Shimon is asur to have hana from the Uven, he's not allowed to return the lost object, because by returning the lost object, he's considered having hana'ah from Reuven because of the peruta that he saves. Amai tipol hana'ah lehekdesh. How do you learn the sefa of the Mishnah? The sefa of the Mishnah that says that the hana'ah falls to this cannot be going on that case, because you're not returning anything. Which means you only have a case of that the hana'ah falls to this is if it's returned, then you give me something back. But in that case, according to that sheet, you're not giving anything back. So therefore, the real question is, you have two cases in the Resha, but the Sefa really only applies to one of those two cases. Which means, the two cases are where the Uven is Asut Hana'ah from Shimon. Well, that the Sefa makes sense. Meaning, the Resha makes sense, the Sefa makes sense. The Uven is Asut Hana'ah from Shimon. Shimon can return him to Avedah, that's his item, they're not getting Hana'ah. And if there's a place where Shimon gets compensated and Shimon's mohel, so therefore the Uven's got to take the faraz, give the tzedakah. That, the Mishnah makes perfect sense. But on the other side, the other case of that we're discussing here, where Shimon is a suta vana from Reuven, so in that case, he cannot return the object. So what does the sefa mean? In the place where they're receiving hana'ah, where they're receiving sachar, you're not returning the object. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ahada ketani. Good. The sefa is only going on one of those cases, which is, it's not going on both cases, it's going on one case, it's going on the case where the Uven is a suta vana'ah from Shimon. But in the case where Shimon is a suta vana'ah from the Uven, there's no case, he's not returning the object b'chlal. That's the simple pshat in learning the Gemara according to our text. I'm going to review that now outside, and then I'm going to read you the text of the Ran, which is a totally different interpretation. Our text basically is saying like this. There's one of two ways you can learn our Mishnah. Reuven said himself to Shimon, which is Reuven's asut of hana'ah from Shimon, or Shimon's asut of hana'ah from Reuven. Either way. Now one shita says, in both cases, the avedah can be returned. If Shimon finds the lost object, he can give it to Reuven. Why? That's not considered giving hana'ah to Reuven. Why? It's his object. You didn't give me anything extra that belongs to me. Beautiful. Everybody agrees. So now the question is, when the Sefa comes along and says, oh, you should know, in a place where they get payment for returning lost objects, you got to take that money and give it to Tzedakah. Well, which cases does that apply to? Well, it could apply to both cases. It could apply to the case where Reuven's asut hana'ah from Shimon, and Shimon comes along and says, you know what, you don't have to give me the $5 compensation. But Reuven cannot keep that $5. He's having hana'ah now. Take the $5, give it to tzedakah. Or the other way, where Shimon is a suta vana'ah from Reuven, so Reuven's not going to be able to give him the $5 compensation, because otherwise he's giving him hana'ah. Beautiful. So that the Mishnah, the Resha was talking about two cases, Mahzir Aveda, and the Sefa that said the Makom Notlim Sakhar. It's about both cases. But according to the opinion that says that when Shimon is Asur to have Hana'ah from Reuven, he cannot return the item because he's having Hana'ah. What's the Hana'ah when Shimon returns the item? At the time I'm returning the item, I'm patur from giving a peruta to an Ani. So how do you learn that case in the Sefa? That Makom Shnotnim Sakhar. The Paul Hana'ah Le'ekdesh. What do you mean? He's not returning the item even. So what are you talking about Makom Shnotnim Sakhar? In that case you said just Asur to return the item B'chlal. He says, you're right. The Sefa's not going on that case. The Sefa's going on the case where Reuven's Asur to Hana'ah from Shimon. So Ahada Ketani. Now let's read the Shita of Daran. Daran has a different girsa over here and a different angle of understanding this Gemara's question. Look at the top line in Daran. Tanan Makom Shinutlim Alea Sakhar Tipodan Alek Desh. Okay, that's just a quote from Amishnah. Bishlama Leman de Amar. Bishnikse Mahzir. That's Shimon, he's the Mahzir. Asurin al Baal Aveda, that's Reuven, which means Bishlama, when Reuven is Asut Avana from Shimon. Okay, I understand the Sefer the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that the place where the Hotel Sakhar, and Shimon comes along and says, you know, you don't have to pay me the $5, then Reuven's got to give it to Tzedakah. Good. Aval, the Baal Aveda Asuril Mahzir, lo mehader, but according to the side, where Shimon is Asut Avana from Reuven, and you're saying in that case over there, lo mad that he cannot return the lost object. Haynu diktani makom shenotnim alei asachar tipol alei hana'ah lekdesh. I understand the case that you're talking about, which is when the Mishnah says at the end tipol hana'ah lekdesh, it's talking about a situation where the Uven is a suit of hana'ah from Shimon. Like we said, and Shimon was muhalim and the Uven can benefit that extra money that is more. They give it to the tzedakah. That is fine. Ela leman de amar afilu nixse baal aveda asun al magazin namem mehader. But according to the shita that says that even when Shimon's items are asur to the Uven, also you return the item amay tipol hana'ah lehekdesh. In that case, why is the hana'ah going to fall to hekdesh? Which means like this. I'll explain to you like this. In the case where there's only one scenario where you return, so the Mishnah, the Shah is talking about one case, and the Sefer is talking about that same case. Mazir Aveda when Reuven is a suit of an Avam Shimon, Shimon can return the object because he's returning his own object. And the Sefer says, and in that same case, you should know that if they receive payment for Avedas, so therefore Reuven has to give the money to Hekdesh. Beautiful. So the Mishnah is talking about Hekdesh, that's one case, that's one case. However, according to the Ishita, it says that even if Shimon's item is, Shimon's offsetting himself to Reuven, Shimon cannot have Hana'ah from Reuven, he returns the object. So the Mishnah is talking about two cases, the Rishab, Mahzir Avedah, both cases. Sefer is not going to make sense. You know why Sefer is not going to make sense? Because in the case of the Sefer, according to the Ran, if Shimon is asur to Reuven, the Ran holds, Reuven can give him the $5 compensation. The deen is not right. You can give him the $5 compensation. Why? Shimon's as asur to Avana from Reuven. Now Reuven's giving you $5 for watching the fifth, taking care of the Avedah. The Ran says, the deen is wrong. You'd be able to give him. Why? Why would you be able to give him? So he says, because that's not considered giving Shimon a Hana'ah. Why? Because I could have gotten that $5 somewhere else. If I would have went to work, I would have made that $5. You're not giving me something extra. That's, you just compensated me for what I would have lost. That's half said like. And therefore, that's not considered giving me something over and beyond. Jeez, it was easy for me to get this $5. Okay. If you're not going to give me the $5, I would have went to work and made the $5. That's why you give me the $5, because I could have made it somewhere else. But I didn't go somewhere else. I was taking care of this here. So therefore, I'm not getting that now really over here. So therefore, he holds the now, which is a novel interpretation to the Gemara, that in that case where it's Shimon is a suit to the Uvein, he could take the money. He can take the money. And I'm going to read this inside the Daran because he brings a nice ayat to this concept. But you understand his question. His question is, so in according to that version where there's both sides where you can return the object, but Reuven's a suit, Shimon's a suit, both agree you can return the object to Reuven because Reuven's not getting anything. But you have to. But the Sefer's not going to make sense because Sefer is going back on both cases. Only one of the cases should be to pull like this, but the other case, it should be permissible for the rabbi to even give the money to Shimon. That's not considered giving Shimon a Hana, and the Gemara's answer to that question is, you're right, Ahada Ketani. That the Mishnah in the Seva is only going on one of those cases. It's not going on the case of Shimon Asut Reuven. Nichanami, Kotaran, which was Asut Reuven, you can give him the Farah's conversation. I want to show you inside the Ra'ayah of the Ran. Look at the Ran. Velini, it's 1, 2, 3 lines after they get wide. Velini, see the Ran? Dehachi kamar amaiti polan al ekdesh yiten secharo baal avedah lemachzir. Pay him. Didn't he? Didn't he say baal avedah asur lemachzir? True that Shimon is a supervana from Reuven. Afilu ache mutar likach memenu secharo. Pay him. Take the money. Why? Dehashas. We learned zvina derame al apeh. Remember we learned the case above on Zbina Dirame Alapeh. That was an item that's in low demand. Mm-hmm. That merchandise that the guy, the mukhir, just wants to unload, right? He close out, so he just wants to get rid of them. Amar Le'il, Tana'at Mukhiru. Who do we say the Hana'at belongs to in that case? The seller. The seller benefits in that case more than the buyer. Ve'lo lokeach, v'nafkaminad I lokeach mudar mimukhir. Meaning, let's say the seller was a surta of Hana'at from the if the buyer was a suit of an af from the seller, he could sell him these closeouts. Because that's not considered the buyer having the an'ah. It's considered that the seller is having the an'ah. Mutal likach memenu zvina dirame alapeh. Mai ta'ma? Deha mikol makom mudar metaneh ma'u midi democher. What do you tell me? How can you tell me he could buy it? He's having an'ah. And I thought he's also himself having an'ah from the seller. Ela badayan utama kiman dizbina dirame alapehu. Since it's a zvina dirame, it's a closeout item. Hamashkach mine lokeach tuva, which means the lokeach, he could have gotten this from anybody. Which you didn't give me a hana'ah. You're unloading this stuff here. This is, I didn't get too much of a hana'ah. Dechol ki ay gavna. Afal gavda atel yadeh. Even though he got something from the seller, lo mikli hana'ah. Hachaname, here too. Bimkom shenotnim alei sachar, in the place where they pay for the avedas, dainu bebatel min haselah. It took him a selah's worth of work. I forgot the ahivle, even though you're paying him, keu agra baal avedah lemachzir lo metaneh machzir min de baal avedah klal. So you're not giving him hana at all. Sheoto sachar kevaya matzu biyado. He could have made that money in a different way. He could have went to work. The kevah chicken amaiti polan alei ekdesh. Why are you saying to pull on like this? He could actually give him the money. So therefore, that's the way that Ran understands the Gemara. And it's like what we said in the closeout. Take a case of a closeout. I just want to speak it out again. In the case of a closeout, the seller is being more, having more hana'ah than the buyer. Because the seller is happy to get rid of his goods. Yeah. Right? But the buyer, in that case over there, he could have got these clothes from anybody. He, since people are looking to sell, so from his standpoint, if I didn't get it from you, I would have got it from another guy that has these clothes out. Yeah. So it's like Sidhana on his standpoint. Similarly, Shimon in our case, where he returns to Avila, he can get paid. Give me my Schar Batala. Why, you're getting $5 on that? If you didn't give it to me, I would have got the $5 anyway from going to work. So therefore, you're really not being manimi. You're just merely compensating me. So therefore, for my work, for my batala, I mean. So therefore, that's the way that I answer the question. And the Gemara's answer is, Ahada Ketani. You're right, the Mishnah's only going back on one of the cases where the Uven is asur to Shimon. That case, Uven's got to put the money to Tzedakah. But in the case where Shimon's asur to the Uven, he can even give him the money. Now we give a different girsa. Gemara comes along and says, and I'll read it inside the answer. Ahada ketani. Let's go back on one of the cases now. Ika dematni la behailishna. Some have a different version of this machloka. Which means until now, the machloka was only in the case between Rav Amin of Aseh, where Shimon is a sutra uven. Can Shimon return the object or not? One shita says, Shimon cannot return the object. Because Shimon is having an hour when he returns the object. Because at that point, he's going to be patur from a piruta to an ani. Other rabbi said, no, Shimon can return the object. Piruta l'ani lo shchiyah. Good. But in the case where the Uven was asut to Shimon, everybody agrees, Shimon can return the object to the Uven because he's giving him back something that belongs to him. Now we're going to learn the machloka totally differently. Ika demati la b'ayin ishna. Peligi barav amivir abaseh. Hadamar, one says, Lo shanu ela. Lo shanu ela means the case that the Mishnah said, Mahzir Aveda, you can return the Aveda, is Bishinikse Baal Aveda Asrin al Mahzir, is talking about a case where Shimon, his objects are Asu, he's Asu Tavana from the Uven, Umishu Perutad Rav Yosef Loshkiah. And since the Perutav Rav Yosef Loshkiah, so therefore it's not considered Shimon having Ana'a, so you can return him the Aveda. Aval, Nikse Mahzir Asurin al Baal Aveda, but in the case where the Uven, is a suit of anaf from Shimon, lo mehadele. He cannot return him his object. Now it's a new shita. Why? Mishum deka mehanele. Bottom line, he's giving him his object back. Which means, the Uven's getting hanana. Bottom line, I got my object. Well, who said I would even got the object back in the first place? Maybe it would have been lost for me totally. What's not taken for granted that just because I lost an object that it's automatically coming back to me. Initially we said the Sevara, well, just getting back what he lost. It's not a Hana. Who said you're supposed to get it back? Not every lost object does come back to the original owner. So therefore, you could argue and say that when Reuven's Asut Avanaf from Shimon, and Shimon finds the object, he cannot return. And that is the first time we're seeing the Shita. Till now, we took it for granted that in that case, Shimon can always return. Now we're saying, no, that the Shita is saying, what? Reuven cannot get the object returned to him because they consider it Hana. Now, the Hadamar in one Shita says, Afilu nechze mazir asur bal aveda mutar. Dechi mehadele, when he's returning it to him, mided nefshe kamehadele. Good, he's returning him his own object. So it comes out according to this version, the mahloker is in the case, also is in the case of where Reuven asur to Shimon. Which means, not only in the case, which is in a case where Shimon's asur to Reuven, we're saying what? You can return the item. Because they're all holding it, piruta, the Rav Yosef Loshkiah. So when Shimon's asur to Avanah from Reuven, Shimon can return the object, because I'm not worried about the Hana'a, that when he's returned the object, at that moment he's patu from giving a piruta to Avanah, because he'll say, I'm not worried about it, that's not Shkiah. So everybody holds in this version, Shimon can give the object back to Reuven. The Mahloket is in the case of what? Where Reuven's asur to Shimon. And what's the Mahloket? What Shita says? Return it, give it to him back, because he's returning back his own object. No problem, it's not Hana'a. Another Shita says, no, don't return it. You know why? Because he benefited now the Aveda. Yeah. Who says he was going to get it back? So this version has a mahloket in the case of Reuven asur to Shimon. So comes the Gemara and says, same question now. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah. Makom shenotnim alei ha-sakhar. That's the end of our Mishnah. The place where they receive sakhar, tipol hana'a le-hekdesh. So we said about hana'a, falls to hekdesh. Jeez, according to the Shita, that's going to say that Reuven is able, when Reuven's asut avana from Shimon, he can still receive the lost object back. That's the case of the Mishnah. The object can go back to Reuven, but if Shimon is mohelim on the compensation, you got to throw the money to. So at least you have a case in the Sefa. However, but if you have a case that says when the Uven's asut to Shimon, he cannot return him the lost object. So the only case we have where you're returning the lost object was Shimon is asut to the Uven. Now Shimon's asut to the Uven, you can tell me he returns because but the question is hechi miteretz makom. But in that case over there, the way we're learning according to the Ran, you're not going to have a case of Hana'a, because in that case you can give the compensation to Shimon. Why? Because it's not considered giving him a Hana'a, because you're just paying him back for his lost time. So you don't have a case of Makom, Shenotim Sakhar, to pull Hana'a le'ekdesh. Kasha. Give it all leaves out in the Kasha. Now I'm going to speak this last version outside. Which means like this. In the second version of this Ika de Matni, they're learning the case of Mahzir Aveda. It says, well, guys, Madir Hana'a, you can return the guy, Shimon can return the Uven the Aveda. That was the Mishnah's case. Now we don't know what case it's talking about. So the Gemara says, well, in the case where Shimon is a Sut Avana from the Uven, everybody's going to hold over here, return it. That's not a problem. You're getting Hana'a, you're patu from a Peruta Shimon? That's not Shkiyah. Okay, good. So for sure, the Reisha, when it says Mahzir Aveda, can be talking about a case Shimon is Asut Reuven. What the other case? Oh, when Reuven is Asut Shimon, Machloket. One rabbi says, when Reuven is Asut Shimon,
Shimon's giving him an hour when he gets the Avedah back. Who said Reuven was ever going to get this Avedah back? Asur. Cannot return it. Other rabbi says, no, even in that case, return it. Very good. Now let's go according to that Shita that says, when Reuven's Asur to Shimon, Shimon can return it. Our Mishnah makes sense. Continue reading the Mishnah. And in the place where you receive Sakhar, so the, and Shimon is Mohel the Sakhar, Reuven's going to have to take that money and put it in Tzedakah, because otherwise he's getting Hana'ah from Shimon. So the Mishnah flows. But according to the Shita that says, that no, when Reuven is a suit to Shimon, you don't return the object, so you have no case of Avedah, Mahzir Avedah in that case. The only case of Mahzir Avedah, you can have according to that opinion, is when Shimon is a suit to Reuven. That case, you can return it. But the Mishnah's Sefer doesn't make any sense when it says, V'im notim avsachat tipol hana'ah like this. Why hana'ah like this? Let him pay Shimon. Never. It's not considered hana'ah. Because bottom line, it's I could have made it from somewhere else. Yeah. So you don't have a scenario. Gemara leaves off, you're right, Kasha. Comes the Ran, and he says, what's the halakha from this Gemara? So he wants to say like this, when you're halakha, kaimalan, the bim b'shinik se ma'zir asun al ba'al aveda, bim b'shinik se ba'al aveda asun al ma'zir ma'adir. So first of all, he solves the first dilemma. No matter who's asur to who, you always return the aveda. Reuven's asur to Shimon, Shimon can return the aveda. Why? I'm not getting hana'ah. I'm just getting my object back. Shimon is asur from Reuven. I, on the way back, I'm saving a peruta lo shchiyah. So therefore, either way, mudan hana'ah from each other, the aveda can still be returned. Now the Ran's got to give us the next dilemma is, what about the hana'ah, the hana'ah factor? So he comes along and says that basically he's posek like the Lishna Batra. He's posek like the second Lashon. Now in the second Lashon, one of the sides we left in a Kashya. So therefore he's going to learn that in a case where the Uven is Asur to Shimon, then you're right. Hana'ah tipol lehekdesh. Shimon comes along and says, you know, the $5 you owe me for the compensation there, you can keep it, Reuven. Now then the Ran says, halakha, Reuven's got to take it and put it in Hekdesh. But in the other side, where Shimon comes along and he returns it back to him, even though Shimon was a suit of an Afim Reuven, Reuven can pay Shimon according to the halakha. Why? Because according to the Ran's understanding, you're not benefiting me. That was money that I could have gotten easily from somewhere else. It's like Zvina Dinami ala peh, like a closeout case we said, and therefore it's mutar. Amar Rava. New case. Haita lefanav kikar shel efker. Okay, guys in front of him, a loaf of bread, ownerless. Hefker, nobody owns it. Vamar kikar zu hekdesh. He consecrates it. This kikar over here is now hekdesh. Natla leochla. And all the guy did was pick it off the floor to eat it. He didn't eat it yet. He just picked it up to eat it. Ma'al lefikula. It's considered he's mu'el. He used hekdesh and he has to compensate now the whole value of it. Wow. Which means that's it. He has to pay the whole value to hekdesh. Okay? Because that's considered plus a chomesh, plus a fifth. Because when a person is mu'el be hekdesh, you've got to pay the principal plus the chomesh. If he made it like this, same case, but when he picked it up, his kavanah was not to eat it, but to give it to his children as a inheritance. So then the mi'ilah payment is not on the whole piece of bread, its value, but on the tovatana, on the value that now your children are going to give you a compensation, so to speak, or the value that your children owe you now. Because they saw your goodwill, that you wanted to give them a Yerusha. Now you can't give them this loaf of bread as Yerusha because it's called Kodesh, but they are, their children say, oh wow, my father wanted to give me a Yerusha. There's value to that now. So then you have to pay the Hana'ah that the children now owe you because you're giving them that, will, that goodwill that you're going to give them a Yerusha. Now let's look at the Ran to see the case. We got the skeleton, let's see the case. Amar Lava, top line. הייתה לפניו כיכר של הפקר, ואמר כיכר זו הקדש נתן לאוכלה מעה לפי כולה. היי דנקת בכיכר של הפקר. Now, what do you have to say the case was הפקר? The כיכר was ownerless. ולא נקת בכיכר שלו שהייתה עומדת בחצרו והקדישה.
Well, I give a regular case. Guy's a kikar in his backyard. He owns the kikar, and he says rezek dish. Would you have to give a case where it's ownerless? Could you give a case where the guy is in his house, in his kitchen, he has a loaf of bread on his counter, and he comes along and says rezek dish, and then he picks it up to eat it, and he's ma'al. Well, would you have to give a case of if good? So mishum debichiyai gavna natla leochla lo ma'al. Very important. When the kikar originates in your possession, and you made it ikdish, and you just picked it up, just picking it up with intention, it is not considered ma'ila. Tekevan demekameh ikdish shelo aita, because since before ikdish it was yours, ulahar ikdish gamkin b'rishuto omed, and even after ikdish is still in your possession, havile kegizbar shel ikdish, in that case you look at that as the treasurer just watching the ikdish items. Tamini masot perikav adagigah sheim natal davar shel ikdish zakot bo lo ma'al, shum devei karan ami b'rishutekai, v'asrami b'rishuteh, ve'en mila b'ikdish ela b'motzim rishut ikdish rishut ahir. The only time you're mo'el in Ekdesh is when you're taking the item from Ekdesh and you're removing it into a different domain, right? A different owner. Umali b'hatzero mali b'yado. In this case over here, the item was already in his possession from the beginning. It's in his kitchen. It belonged to him. Now he made it Ekdesh. It's still in his possession.
The whole time
it belongs. The whole time. So what's the difference if it's in his kitchen or he lifts it, puts it in his hand? In that case, we just look at it as what? He's the Gizbar, he's the administrator of now Ekdesh item. Yeah. So picking up is not going to do anything. The case is talking about where the item was an ownerless item, so it was never really in his possession. Now, if it's an ownerless item and he didn't pick it up, so how can he make something hikdash? It doesn't belong to him. Yeah. It's ownerless. So it's talking about where he walked within four amot of the item. Now we have a rule that the four amot of a person's area, whatever's in that domain is koneh to him. So that's why he has a right to do something to this hefker item. Now continue, mishum ha'akeh, ki amal ki karzu hekdesh, hayil de hekdesh is hal, umagdish zeh lo zakah bo me'olam. But bottom line, he doesn't own this item. It never was in his possession. Which is, even though we say for amot is koneh, it's not koneh like his kitchen. And therefore, it's koneh enough that he could make it Hikdesh, but what, it never went into his possession, and therefore the afagav the berbi kavad b'masiyah the dar amot shalom konot lo afilu kilo amarikne haga asher mishum dekivan the mar kikar zu hikdesh galay adate the hikdesh ni halay the likne li didel lo ni halay the gilui darte ki I mani, which means this guy over here, when he's saying I want this to be hikdesh, he's really saying I don't want my four amot to be koneh for me. I want the item to go straight into Hekdesh, which means he walks up to the item, right? So now he's the guy within the 4 amot of the item. So therefore, technically, he has the right to do something to the Sefker. He comes up, he doesn't want to coin it. If he came along and had it in his mind, I want that to be mine, and pick it up, it's yours. He didn't do that. He came along and said, what? I want that to be Hekdesh. So went straight into Hekdesh. In this case, it never went into his own possession yet, correct? Now when he picks it up, even though he didn't eat it yet, once he picks it up, you took it out of Hekdesh and you put it into your own possession. Because since it was never in your possession, and now you made it hekdesh, it was an item that was ifkir, so you picked it up in order to eat it. At this point, when you picked it up, it's as if you took it from the reshut of hekdesh, and now you brought it into your reshut, therefore you're considered ma'al. Next ran, lo risha lebana, but if you picked it up in order to inherit it to his children, ma'al lefi tumat ana asheba. Tekevan shlo ikbiya, ela lo risha lebanav. When he picked it up, this guy, for his children, he didn't pick it up to be koneh it. It didn't go out to Cholin. It remains like this. Now his children, they owe him. Yeah. What, oh, well, my father was a Sadiq. He wanted to give us an ayin for Yerusha. Now the item will become me'ila when he finally gives it to the children. Yeah. And they use it, that the children are going to be mo'el. But in this case over here, since he didn't pick it up for himself, he only has to pay Ekdesh the amount of Tumat Ana'a that he has. Okay, so that's basically the scenario of Rava. Let's review the two cases. You have item of Efker,
The guy comes along to the item and he says, this item is going to be Hekdesh. Tal. Now what? He picks it up. Picks it up, intention to eat it. Ma'alafikula. That means the item now is considered going out to Hulin. Therefore, you made a Avon. He has to pay back Hekdesh. The whole value plus a plus a fifth. But Shagan, if he picked it up, not to take it for himself. He picked up to give it to his children. He never left Hekdesh. But still, you had an ayah. That now was what? Tomatan, I have to pay. Now the Gemara has a question. Ba'e o ba'a mine rabhiya bar abin miraba. What's the question? Kikari alecha. Okay. Guy comes along and tells his friend, Uven tells Shimon, Kikari alecha. My kikar is asur to you. Venatna lo bimatana. And then he gives them as a gift. Mao. Now, how do you look at that? What's the two sides? Kikari amar lo, ki ite birshute u dasur. Yeah. Kikari, when it's mine, kikari keywords. When it's my kikar, it's asur to you, Shimon. But now I gave it to you. It's not mine anymore. Therefore, it's mutar. So therefore, maybe Shimon can accept that. Matana. O dilma alecha amar le, which means the keywords over here is like kikari alecha to you.
Regardless.
And therefore, regardless,
whether it's in my position or in your
position, which means this kikar to you is ekdesh. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as he's just saying, as long as it's my kikar, or do you look at it? No, he meant alecha. That's the main one. To you, this item is ekdesh. Regardless, if he gives them as a matana, doesn't matter. Yeah. Those are the two sides. So comes Gemara and says, Amar le. So he tells him, Pshita, Tafagav diabali bimatana asur. For sure, it's asur. Why? Ela kikari alecha laapuke mai. Lav laapuke diigan vamine mignav. Because when the guy came along and said, kikari alecha, to you, what did he mean? Even if I give it to you as a gift, it's going to be, otherwise, what do you throw in the word alecha? Kikari, kunam kikari. When he said, kunam kikari alecha, to you, what was he trying to say? That even though, now it's my kikari, even though I give it to you as a gift, it's going to be asur. Because what's the other option that he could have meant? What did he mean to say that even if the item becomes stolen from me, it's going to be asur to you? The guy doesn't make such a net because being stolen is not such a common occurrence. So he's, I'm trying to interpret what did he mean when he said kikari asur alecha. Must be he added kikari asur alecha to come along and say that not only is it asur now when it's kikari, but even when I'm going to gift it to you, which means, let's say you force me, you pressure me, give it to me, please, I want it, and you pressure me and all that, and I buckle to your pride, and I end up giving it to you as a gift, I'm telling you it's not asur to you, by the way. Good, because otherwise, what did he mean, alecha? Did he mean to say that my kikar is asur to you, and even if it gets stolen, and somehow you get it? That God doesn't make a neder on such a far-fetched thing. And I must meant to say that even if I gift it to you. So God says, no, I can answer that. Amalelo lapuke di esmene ale. What he meant to say was, my kikar is asur to you. And maybe if I give it to you as a gift, mutar. So what was he saying, alecha? Even if I invite you to my house, and you're sitting at my table, the kikar is asur to you. So I can interpret his words. That he wasn't coming to osir matana. He was just coming to osir a case where he's invited to eat. Now look at the Ran. Look at the Ran starting from the bottom. Amar le peshita tafagav diaveni ale bimatana asur. You don't want to assume that what? Asur. Dilo alecha. Dilo, because if it's not the case, alecha, when he said the words alecha to you, la apuke mai. La apuke di mignav. Mitmiah. Kilomar, vatai da fagav diaveni ale bimatana asar alekikaro. Dilo le ezinger asna alav. What do you mean you all said it?
ומי נפקה להם מן איסורו, הרי בעוד שהכיכר שלו ברשותו, אין צריך לאוסרו עליו, שזה אסור ועומדו, לא. ולקה לממד, משובה כי הוא מצוי את הגס.
Why did the guy at all say it better? Why did the guy at all have to say my kikar is asur to you? As long as the kikar is in the Reuven's possession, it's asur for Shimon to take it anyway. What did he have to even say anything for Reuven?
Again, Reuven has a kikar. Reuven didn't say anything. Can Shimon take this kikar and have an out from it?
Of course, he's a gandav if he takes it. What's the question?
Right? So therefore, what did he open his mouth for Reuven? Must be what he opened his mouth for was,
when it's in my possession, I don't have to tell you that it's asur for you.
I'm coming to give you, even when I gift it to you, if you force me, it's still going to be asur. That's the Gemara saying. What do you want to say? There's deleka lememad, which is, he's not going to come along and say, if it gets stolen from me, that it's going to be asur to you. The guy doesn't think about his items getting stolen. And it must be when he said that statement, he was referring to gifting. And therefore, gifting is going to be asur.
Comes the last line and says, no.
Maybe I'll tell you, when he gives it his matana, it's permissible.
If he invites him to his house,
as long as the kikar is mine, it's asur to you. What does I have to say that for? Yeah, even when he invites him to the house, where he's allowed to have an ana because he's invited, still he wants this item to remain forbidden to him. However, when he gives it to him as a gift, could be a bimutaz. We have no ra'aya to the she'ela of Rav Papa. Baruch Anu Ha'ole Ola. Rav Chaya Bar Avin. Baruch Anu Ha'ole Ola. Amen. Amen.